What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane.
And I'm Munchies.
And this is Mary Jane and
Munchies' One Hit Wonder episode.
You want to get ha, 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 ha. Ooh. Then you want to tune into this episode.
We talked the top five biggest hitters out here when it comes to strains of 2022. So we let you know how you can get loose, baby.
We got some fire recipes. We tell you who's smoking all of the ganja. So make sure you tune in to Mary Jane and Munchie's One Hit Wonder episode. Guess what, best friend?
What, friend?
Where can they find it?
Everywhere.
What you mean everywhere? Like everywhere?
Apple, Spotify, freaking Pandora. We on here on YouTube. We on here on Instagram. They can follow us or listen to us on any podcast and stream platform and all social medias.
Later, MJers.
Bye.
Bye. What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane.
In Munchies.
And this is
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and sign us. It's okay. It's your girl, Kumi Jones.
It's your girl, Boston Bossy.
Go ahead and follow me at Q-U-E-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S on all platforms. You know I keep it popping everywhere. We cook good and look good all the time, day or night.
And you can catch me, Boston Bossy, on all major platforms at Boston Bossy. Some platforms, Boston Bossy _. But check my link tree in the bio of my Instagram for all my connections. And as always, you can find Mary Jane, capital N, Munchies on all streaming platforms as well as all major social media platforms. So tune in.
Yay, yay.
How you doing, friend?
Girl, I'm doing pretty well. I have been really organizing the content that I want to start producing over this fall season, okay? We out here having the best ideas and concepts be actually fruition. Mary Jane and Munchies is going to have content coming all throughout the rest of 2022, coming soon. Go ahead and check out the up-and-coming channel of Boston Bossy, where we have our crossover of the century, the studio flip.
You guys got to tune into this. Boston Bossy is coming to a YouTube near you, as well as Mary Jane and Munchies goes live, coming soon.
Coming soon.
So my vision for our studio is a neon vibe, good energy,
candle. Is it switched from royal?
No, it's still those royal colors. But it's like the Pinterest I've been showing you.
Oh, right? So neon, like bar signs.
Yeah, and like Queenie has sensitivity issues. So we can't have anything that blinks. But we can have things that glow in the dark. We can't have steady lights that are neon.
Yeah.
As long as they don't blink, that's cool. I actually hate blinky neons. It's just cheap.
Well, it's not the 80s.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, and all, you know, also to your sensory, instead of having like super bright lights on at all the time, we'll have more of a mood like Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you know, Joss Stone, that kind
of
energy.
It's a little bit of like cold, hard hip hop, old Kanye. A little bit of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, you know, I wanted
throwback
to. Right, and we're going to have the functional side will be the side that you guys don't see.
We'll have artwork from local artists. I actually have some artwork already, and Boston Bossy has artwork around the house. But I actually got some artwork for Mary Jane and Munchies that is like, oh shit! Because, I mean, I feel like we can give you blown up pictures of us, but, like, just subscribe to the YouTube page.
And so this is in the works. It has yet to be confirmed, but this is in the works either for us to go on location or for us to bring this person here and bring back Wizard Avery to the show as we get ready to go live, because his TikTok is booming and his energy, as always, is just off the chain. And I think it's very full circle. You know, he was our very first episode. And boom, look at us.
I feel like that's going to be full circle. Bro needs to, like, use the platform to elevate. That's what she's trying to say.
So, what we're having today right now is Bamboo Eats. This is one of the yummies that we got from Hempfest. Jokes up, Bamboo Eats. They're edible. That was, what was it, like a chocolate chip?
Rice Krispie treat with some Oreos.
With some crushed Oreos. It's about 600 milligrams. We got to meet the owners who are giving this away at HempFest. And it was delicious. And we really appreciate them sponsoring the show. We can't wait to have them on the show. But just wanted you to know what we was smoking on. But yeah, now it's time to pay these bills.
Yeah. Cha-ching. My dad the top dad, like...
They had something fall in the back.
He be like, baby, you never get Kim Kardashian. Okay? That hoe should have never left her shit up in a hotel on fucking supervised.
I don't be honest. She definitely got caught slipping. But to be fair, and loyalty is everything.
Loyalty, her
security helped them get it.
Here's the thing. But that's why my daddy would never... Yeah. Okay, my daddy would have niggas at the hotel, niggas with me, and niggas with my sissies.
No, but I'm saying, like, your dad would literally be with us.
Oh, he would security. Be with us. But another nigga
but
would be at
the hotel.
But
he'd be on his phone. All right. All of the shipments of the Mary Jane and Munchie subscription box have gone out, baby. I've just spoken with my foreman.
I don't need my father to micromanage. He just need to have a good team.
Yeah, I want him to have a good team, but I want him to be, I want his biggest job of the day to be to smoke and eat with us. But check in on his phone in case he get that itchy look. I'm not doing. I checked in, baby. I checked in on everything. I've updated the Slack. Thank you, Daddy.
And we back. We're talking about the Wilson versus the Mary Jane and Munchies and the Quincy Jones Empire. Allow me to be able to employ my father and give him the head of my security. As per you would do ex-military.
Basically, our dream as Mary Jane and Munchies is to employ all of our closest family and friends so that we can chill all day. And we want to live a DJ Khaled lifestyle.
And then some of y'all niggas just going to get like, if I got a lot of money, y'all get anywhere from $500,000 to $10,000 checks, and I don't want you to hit me up again. How about that? I got some people like that.
I have nobody that I don't like getting money.
No, so I love you.
If we not cool no more, please hear this episode and be confirmed in your knowledge nothing's coming for you. All right. I don't want you to think that this is a high episode. I'm later on.
She's being serious.
I want you to know, like this lady said, if you didn't bring no gifts to my wedding, you can leave. If you didn't bring no joy and peace to my life in the struggle, during the riches and the treasure trove season, you are access denied.
All I'm saying is, if you fuck with me and you at any point in life and I stop talking to you, no money is coming for you. But don't expect me to talk to you no more. I'm going to keep the same
thing. I might talk to you, but definitely no money's coming for you. Words can come to you.
The money should keep you contented. Make you do happy things. Might not make you happy. But it make you do happy things. Anyway.
I got a lot of broke family members, so they never really, you know, tried to buy their happiness yet. They just bought their survival.
You know what sometimes my family makes me do? Make me want to have the strongest weed on earth. Today, I want y'all to know that we always are looking for the strongest, most calibrated, most sticky of the ickiest weed.
I mean, for real, what is the loudest of the loud? We go over the top 5 strongest cannabis strains.
And if I ever get the chance to smoke this shit, I'ma let you know I got all the way high on one hit, baby. It's like a one-hit wonder. All right, yo. First string.
Banana Kush!
Are we really about to, like, surprised about the Kush family being, like, at 27%?
So if I'm, like, just talking about this straight from my experience with the Kush, I love me a good batch of Kush. Nothing compares to a good batch of Kush. Banana Kush at 27% THC is sublime. It really has that banana flavor. You can smell it. It's fresh. It has beautiful blonde hairs. And it's just a very satisfying overall body high. Being in the Kush family, it is a sativa, right?
No, I think it's going to be indica line.
Is it? It's an indica?
I feel like it's going to be, sometimes it gives me hybrid vibes. But I've had Banana Kush before. We both have.
Yeah.
I believe Sierra Naturals was giving it to us way back when in pre-rolls.
Yes. I believe we had some Banana Kush from Sierra. Now, Chocolate OG at 30%, number 2. I've not really had much experience with this. Kind of put them together. They're, you know, similar percentages, 27, 30.
But it's going to be the highest on the list. The OG chocolate kush is one of the most predominant strains. I would say about 3 months ago, you could not go to a dispensary, recreational or medical, without having chocolate OG. It is very potent. I've had it. It makes you kind of couch lock a little bit. And it definitely makes it, like, if it's raining and you are arthritic and have inflammation, that's
I would definitely recommend that.
Yes. Yes. All right. Next one.
Number three, up to the next ring, we have Kush Mints at 27%. Kush Mints is a delicious blend of kush and minty flavors, grown, fresh. You really see this blend all over, but especially in Colorado, Maine, Rhode Island. I believe that we've had a little from Revolutionary and Ascend, maybe.
A couple anonymous downers as well.
And it's just a very fruity, fragrant strain.
It's weird. It's like, I would say the main notation of Kush Mints is like, I always see everybody got it. Like, anonymous donors be having that shit all the fucking time. You be like, damn, you got something besides Kush Mints? I think it's because it's like a hybrid mix of like having runts in a, like another parent strain. But mints and runts be here all the time in Boston. But we call it mint instead of Kush Mints. I think they just abbreviate it because it makes it, because it's anonymous. Yeah, they just wanted to be like, oh, mints.
And people look down on Kush for whatever unknown reason.
It's the best.
It's been given such a bad rap.
Have you had rap Kush before?
Kush what?
Mints? Have you ever had white Kush before?
No, it's Kush.
I know.
You trust Kush. It's like having bad diesel. You can't have bad diesel.
Even though I've had bad diesel.
You don't react well to diesel. Don't blame diesel. This is a safe place, diesel.
Boston. If I do, I'm going to start seeing my ancestors. Is that you, Matambo? Yes, Kosia.
Kosia!
We love you.
What if they blow some diesel in your face? And you're going to be like, no, I chill. I'm allergic. They're going to be like, oh, sister, what happened?
I don't want to see my ancestors.
No.
Hell no.
No. Who are your ancestors?
Exactly. I don't want to see them. If my ancestors that I'm already hallucinated, but more sour diesel.
I feel like your ancestors seeing their ancestors are gonna be like, stop it! Get black pepper! You need black pepper! We should not be seeing them! Get black pepper! They're not gonna be like, oh, there's grandma. No, they're gonna be like, no. Only one vision attack.
Number four
on the list, Bruce Banner. The highest contender on the list. It is named after Bruce Banner's alter ego, the multi-Marvel superhero, the Hulk. This strain has over 29% THC. It has won high times before. It'll give you a nice high, but it's also recommended for pain relief. It's the love child of Strawberry Diesel, as we were talking about, in OG Kush.
Bruce Banner remind me of the strain you watch right before you go to a Marvel movie. I know that's a double entendre, but I would, because it make you feel like, ooh. Nuh-uh. But also make you be like, oh, uh-huh. Yes, Lord. So, go ahead and get some Bruce Banner, if you can, if it's accessible.
I've never had Bruce Banner like that. I think I have had it with you like once or twice, but I was also like, all right, every explanation can't be a fruity brown leaf. Like,
I can't.
They can't all be the same description. They different. And that's the thing. When you're really getting more into these brands and these strains, you have to notice the difference. It's like so disrespectful to the cultivators not to notice the different things, the different time investments they put in for you to see. So,
the last one is Grandfather OG, one of the prime optimals of the strains. I would definitely say the first time I had Grandfather OG was probably maybe 6 months within living in Boston. And it was just like, we have Grandfather OG, you want to try it? I tell you that the bun tenders be trying to slam that like, hey, we got this new product. Without being like, we got this new product. So I had it and it reminded me of like arising from earth, like levitating. I don't think any weed has done that tuned before. So it's not really surprising that it has such THC amounts in there. Like, 28% is fucking, oh my God, oh my God, type of shit. But I think when you're dealing with high levels of pain, it's good to have something over 25% because you want that bitch to get wally-wogged. You want that pain to be like, what's wrong? Something's after me. It's weed. Come out to play. We got CBD and motherfucking THC and all the other cannabinoids. Bitch, roll up. Literally, ho. Cannabis make you feel like that. So go ahead and check out any of these strands at your local dispensary or your anonymous donors. I will tell you right now, stop playing like over 25% don't hit different. Y'all niggas be trying to throw 18%ers. Don't give me no 18% weed, bitch. Stop. Are we 12? Are we 18?
I would just say, like, because unlike Queenie Jones, I, Boston Bossy, do still smoke anonymous donors / street weed still. And I will say this. I don't always test my weed, but I don't really smoke anything lower than 20% or more THC. There are some that are lower that are amazing, right? Because the weed is just very potent. It doesn't have a lot of THC, but the THC it has in it and the rest of the cannabinoids, it's potent. I'm not going to front, like, I haven't had a good boomstick that was only 19%. THC, but what I will say along your lines, Femi Jones, is if we're talking about hitter, that you gotta put it out, gotta be 25 and up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Alright, y'all, we're gonna go pay some bills right quick.
Cha-ching!
What's up? It's your girl, Queen Jones, aka Munchies from Mary Jane and Munchies. I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for yo. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOn. EDGE.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye.
And we back from paying bills, y'all. This fool up here talking about some butt naked whores. So, y'all, did y'all know that Gen Z has surpassed the baby boomers in persons and the cannabis? Meaning that all the baby boomers that had arthritic pain, cancer, you know, had a couple strokes and stuff like that, they are no longer the ones who are up in the dispensary spending that cash. It was them. That's where all the bills and stuff was transformed for. And let alone sick people in general, strokes, seizures, you know, any of that shit. They was getting into the dispensaries and that's why the laws were passed, right? Then it became recreational because of how good medical is doing. But now the kids, your children, our age group, is up here like, bitch, fuck it. Are you taking Re-Sensin oil? Bitch, I take Re-Sensin oil to go to work. Or maybe it's some Flex, Boston Bussy, you tell me.
I would say it's just, you know, an acceptance. The culture is changing. Mm-hmm. You know, the culture around cannabis is less hippie, less outskirts. It's very much more acceptable to have pens now. If you don't know how to roll, you can still have access to cannabis in the smoking way.
Yeah.
Dabbing has made its own resurgence. Edibles are different now. Just having the olive oils and the savory foods now mean that instead of just being a sweet, you know, high person's treat to eat or brownies, we're talking about cakes and pies, pasta dishes, rice dishes, stews, meats. All infused. So it's just completely different. The cannabis culture and the cannabis acceptance has grown.
I feel like the boost in the last few years up here over 128%. Let me tell you, whenever somebody's percent is over 100 for anything, you know it's large. But baby, for the consumption and selling and purchasing, all the Gen Z's babies is over the top with it, literally. My question is, or maybe my thought process, rather. As a person who's been smoking since they were 17 or 18 years old for medical reasons, I am a part of this group, this young group of Gen Zers, but at the same time, I feel like in between the millennials and the Gen Z, we are, if you combine that, we bred more than anybody on earth. I medically needed to purchase before I ever thought about recreational. I think recreational had me like, oh my God, people are smoking and for fun?
It took her forever to accept that people were smoking outside. She still thinks it's a trick. Like,
no, I don't think it anymore because I'm smoking outside. I think it just broke like 3 months ago though. Because I was like, ooh, I'm so paranoid. But I think I almost saw a cop smoke. So I was like, maybe I should loosen up. Not the cops. It's like, yeah, nodding at the local gentleman with a blunt and shit. Like, go ahead, smoke a little harder. You better be glad I can't smoke your blood. You know what I'm saying? I smoke with you. Boston is set different. But it's really interesting that we're spending anywhere from $370 million to $850 million in cannabis. In the last couple years, that increase is ridiculous. Damn, I wish I had that much money to be spending. I just would have a lot of weed. I would have fun. I would have some fucking, I would have my own little fucking products and shit and strains and, you know, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful, everlasting cannabis for my young ass. That's what the point of this article is. Shout out to cannabis.net for giving us that information because, well, little did I know that backs and aching and quaking ain't it no more. It's all about the vibes. Being cool and letting loose. Alright, Boston Boxy, go ahead and bust this stuffed French toast by Andrew Drummer.
See, I get it by Andrew Drummer, but where does she put in the weed?
Okay, so this recipe is by Tasty. We're going to go over recipe review. We're going to give you off these ingredients and let you know what we would put in the weed. Because she's a cannabis chef. Okay. Go ahead and follow Andrea at OG Cannabis Cafe. Because she's known for being a part of the first Canna Cafe in America. You know, you got to give her flowers while she's still here. But this recipe was modified for Tasty. So I'm guessing that there was cannabis somewhere up in here. But you know, she had to give a nice
fair enough. Piece. So I'm going to read you the ingredients. And Queenie Jones will tell you the places upon the ingredients where you could insert a cannabis infusion. So for your French toast aspect, you're going to need one loaf of brioche bread cut into three slices. A cup of granulated sugar. 8 cups heavy cream. 2 vanilla beans stalks. And seed scraped, 6 large eggs beaten. Where would you put the cannabis?
Right there, I would definitely put it into the French toast wet batter.
Okay.
Give yourself a couple good, probably 10 milligrams right there in the wet batter, just off top.
Tincture?
Some more tincture, not tincture, oil. We're going to do like a MCT can of oil situation.
Okay. For the filling, you want a 1/2 cup of cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup of root. Cottage cheese, 1/2 cup of strawberries, quartered.
And right there, I would definitely put another 10 milligrams of some MCT oil right there, because why not?
Some macerated cherries. You're going to need 1/2 cup of the strawberries, quartered. 1/2 cup of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon granulated sugar, 1/2 lemon, 1/2 cup of blueberries, 1/2 cup of maple syrup.
Okay, between the sugar aspect, the regular sugar, 5 milligrams there. We're going to get that nice infusion situation.
I would personally take that. And then the maple as well. I would take out that 1/4 cup of maple syrup and replace it with 1/4 cup of THC-infused honey. That was creepy. And for the chantilly cream, you're going to need 1 cup of heavy cream, 2 teaspoons granulated sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract.
And the assembly is really simple. It's
1/2 cup of turbinado sugar, which is just a chunkier sugar used in baked goods that gives a really beautiful crunch. So you're going to get like a creme brulee topping off of that. 4 fresh mint leaves. And as I suspected, you will also need a kitchen torch. For that, if you don't have a kitchen torch, you can get like a candlelight lighter. And then just go over, it's going to take you a little bit longer than if you had the torch, but you're just going to go over the sugar at the very end of this recipe, and that's going to give you that same effect. You could also mix your turbinado sugar, if you have access to it, with some THC sugar.
or mint turbinado infused sugar.
Yep.
All right, y'all, for the full recipe, go ahead and look it up on Tasty. It is Stuffed French Toast by Chef Andrea Drummer. Follow her on Instagram again at OG Cannabis Chef. And for more information about all around cook good and look good needs, follow me at QUEEMYEJONES. I put them.
Listen, follow me, Boston Bossy, on all major social media platforms. TikTok, Boston Bossy _. I post daily. I post weekly. I go live on TikTok because we're outside. And so if you really love Boston Bossy content that you don't get all the time on Mary Jane and Munchies, please check me out on TikTok. You can also check me out on Beagle Live. My Beagle ID is Powerpuff88. If you'd like to become a paid host on Beagle Live, you can contact me as I am a recruiter for the Clout Agency. So go ahead and hit me up on Beagle Live, on WhatsApp. All of that information is in my bio on Instagram at BostonBossy_. Check the link in my bio where you'll see my link tree that has all of those right there for you to go in and click on. And as always, if you want to check out Mary Jane or
Munchies
or any of our lives, our TikToks, anything we have going on, you can follow us at Mary Jane and Munchies on all streaming platforms, all social medias. On our Instagram, click the link in the bio that goes to our link tree. That'll show you where to listen, where to purchase, where to come hang out, and where to see us live.
Y'all, before we go and flap out here, I want to go ahead and thank the wonderful edibles that we had today. Jokes Up's Bamboo Eats, 600 milligrams of the best freaking cereal bar I could have. Shout out the infused honey. Oh my God, the edibles is hitting. Shout out the infused honey that we got at Hemp Fest. And for more content and an episode on Boston Freedom Lively, go ahead and stay tuned and listen in. That will be all on season 4, where Mary Jane and Munchies gives you more.
Bye!